Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
The March Madness Round of 64 Preview and Picks Edition for the Big 12 College Experience on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head over to cut.com. It's K-U-T-T.com. Promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus today. And we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play there. Pick them for a chance to win 100 times. NBA, NHL, college hoops, and more. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN to get 100% deposit match today. And we're brought to you by SGPN subscriber only March Madness Bankroll Challenge. Free to enter and win up to $2,000 in prizes. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. Last but not least, we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download that Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use that promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And welcome, everybody, to the Big 12 College Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Wednesday, March the 20th, which means it is March Madness. If you are wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, and we're talking Big 12 hoops. So let's get right into it, because this guy, he was born in Provo, Utah. He's got family in Ames, Iowa. He lives in Morgantown, West Virginia. Walking contradiction, he is Rambling Rush. Rush, what's up, man?
How you doing, boys? It's the greatest week of the year. We're on the eve. I think I speak for all of us and say it was fantastic watching the Mountain West destroy the ACC last night, as we all thought, and the way it should have been. And hey, that should have been the ninth Big 12 team, but I digress. It's good to be here and talk some March Madness.
Indeed it is. And third man in the box, you guys know him because he's a six-time Zen champion, fighting a family civil war because he's got family in Norman, Stillwater, and Waco, and Fort Worth. He is the Big 12 guru. He is Troy Tuning. What is up, man?
Not much more family civil war. The Baylor shirt is probably the last one standing here. So, you know, don't have to worry about Oklahoma because UVA showed up to a play-in game to score 44 fucking points that the goddamn Lake Braddock High School team probably could have gotten. Oh, my goodness. But we all knew that was going to happen. That was easy money, pretty easy cover. Yeah, UVA sucks, but, you know, best weekend in all of sports. I'm trying to plan, you know, some of these games around when I'm going to get the chance to go hit golf balls for like 30 minutes or something like that. Told Ackerman at work, by about 10:30, I'm out of there. I'll see you motherfuckers later. It's time to get drunk and bet on stuff all day long.
All day long. It is the best time of the year. And like you said, what a display from Virginia last night. What a disgrace. So, all right, man, let's get into it. Let's talk Big 12 matchups. We got eight of them. We already recapped who's in what region, what the draw is, who they got if they win. So go check out that episode. But let's lead it off. First, tomorrow, 12:15, Eastern. 12:30 Eastern for the BYU Cougars. They're taking on Duquesne Dukes. The BYU Cougars are 9.5 is what I see right now. It opened at 8.5. So Duquesne, obviously riding red hot. They won the A-10 tournament. Ambrose Simpson has announced his retirement. So it is a tragic magic game in a way. But I like the Cougars.
Hey Ryan, we're losing you a little bit. We know you're in Vegas right now. And Wi-Fi is an issue because everyone in the world's there.
I was gonna say I didn't know that the internet could also get as drunk and gamble as humans could.
We go. Exactly. The robots are they're losing their bets. They're still hammered from the night before.
So we'll fuck around on this one for a little bit. Maybe next time Mac talks, he'll come through clearer. But this is one Duquesne and BYU. Duquesne seems to be kind of public for some reason, even after they came out and said the whole, you know, BYU would have been a 5, but we needed them to play on not Sundays. So we matched them up as a 6. Duquesne's not an 11 seed either. This is a pretty heavy lay for me. I think BYU's about to go on a bit of a run. Old white guy, Staples play in March. You know, Staples play heavier in March.
So this game scares me a lot with my BYU fandom. Is I know BYU is a way better team than Duquesne, right? We see that every time March approaches, you know. A lot of these teams play 100 times, right? What was it when Purdue lost to Fairleigh Dick last year? Yeah, they play 100 times, right? Purdue's going to win 99, but it's always that one time they tend to happen in March. I'm not saying Duquesne money line, but I'm going to take the points here with Duquesne. I know the argument is that they're public and they just went on a great A-10 run and probably shouldn't be in this tournament, but I'm scared BYU. Like I always see it. They, when it matters the most, they play to the level of their opponent and not the greatest things in the world happen. 3 start missing. Maybe they start panicking and freaking out. I'm hoping I'm doing a little bit of the Troy jinx here. I'm not saying money line, but I'm gonna take the points with Duquesne.
My back?
Yeah, you're good. You look great.
I'm laying it. I think BYU's gonna blow them out. I think BYU's significantly better team. I know Khalifa's going through Ramadan, but I just think they're too old, the experience, and I love fading. I love fading the team that's trendy coming in that everybody's fallen in love with from the conference tournament. There's another one that's matched up with the Big 12 that we'll talk about. And I know Dan Brod announced retirement. I think it's one of those, you announce your retirement, then you go get freaking 20 pieced in and you ride off into the sunset. So give me the Cougs. I think you both took Duquesne. I was in and out on Troy's pick.
No, I'm laying it with BYU. Staples work this time of year. And, I know you guys are talking about it on the main show. Some of the advanced metrics, BYU's defense is really good, but when people watch them, they don't really see that. Mm-hmm. That's literally just because you're looking at white guys.
Agree. Yeah, no, I think they get a bad rap.
100% it's just because you're looking at white guys.
Yeah. So what's Kennedy doing, Rush?
Kennedy's on Duquesne as well. So as Chad G says, the melting pot in my family is of America, which when you kind of think about it, it's true. I got an aunt actually that went to Duquesne, so a little family going on here as well, right? It never ends, man. It never ends. There's always a we're gonna have to start doing, you know, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. We're gonna start having to start to do how's Rush connected to this school? So hey, good family game here.
It is a good family game. All right, so Rush is fading his Cougars with the spread. He thinks that they get by it. Him and Kennedy are on the Dukes. Me and Troy are super soaking, baby, at 12:40 Eastern. I don't know why I thought it was 12:30. So they're 12:40 on True TV, that is. Next up on the slate, well, this game just popped up because last night Colorado State fucking rolled Virginia. They take on the Texas Longhorns. This game is a evening game, so this is the first game to start the night session. Colorado State coming off the big win. Texas coming off a quarterfinal loss to Kansas State coming in here. They're laying 2.5, and I think that's too much. I think Colorado State's actually better than Texas. I think Colorado State was underseeded, and they should be like a fucking 5 or 6 seed. I think that the Mountain West has got a horrible rap for some reason, or a horrible draw in by the committee. So give me Colorado State all day. We see it every single year with these playing teams. They always win a game. They always win an additional game. Sometimes they go to the Sweet 16. I think they could get to the Sweet 16 if they draw Tennessee in the next round. Yeah, I love Colorado State here. I'm fading Texas. I'm fading Rodney Terry in the NCAA tournament too. So give me the Rams.
Yeah, I can't take Texas here. Colorado State has all the ingredients that I look for, not for a team that's going to make a deep run, but the team that's going to kind of slide under the radar and still pull what would be considered an upset. They got three main minute guys that shoot over 30% from three, and they do have the guard in Isaiah Stevens that can take a game over and can make shots that could answer Max Asmus. So
yeah,
I think you might see a bit of scoring here, but it, you know, known the first half unders on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is a known play. This is one that I might stay away from. I could see those two guards kind of going at it in a bit of a March classic here where Colorado State ends up winning the game by, you know, 1 or 2 points. But this would be a money line play for me on the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah, I like either side of this game taking the money line. If you're going to bet on this, unless you have a very strong feeling about it one way or another, but I would either, you know, eat the juice, or, you know, you might as well, if it's going to be this close of a game, Colorado State probably pulls it out. I'm going to take the points 2.5 with Colorado State as well. Looked pretty decent against UVA last night. I think we see something every year. It's usually the 11 seed, but this year, because of the way things lined up, the 10 seeds are the play-in games, and there's always that 10 seed. We talk about it, Ryan, that at least gets to the round of 32. I know we'll get, there's another one tonight, and it could be Boise State or Colorado as well too, but Colorado State, man, they're legit. They're for real.
Yep.
Maybe a future Mountaineer and their head coach as well. So
Nico.
Yeah, we'll see where things go, but I really like Colorado State a lot. They proved a lot last night. And like we said, I think two things can be true. I think UVA shouldn't have been in the tournament, but Colorado State looked really good as well. And it's also the fade Texas as a favorite. But Kennedy will not be fading Texas as a favorite because he is laying them.
This is going to be the final time that we're going to fade Texas, guys, because when Colorado State wins, they will no longer be a member of the Big 12.
Isaiah Stevens is also from Texas, so this could be a bit of a revenge angle for the most important player on the court.
Good point. If you just look at KenPom on their team, you just see senior. It's like they're old. They're old. They've been to the tournament. They went through the heartbreak. Now they got disrespected. They got the chip on their shoulder. I like that Stevens Texas angle too. So horns down for this crew.
Hopefully the last time.
Yeah. Horns down to the SEC. If you like some horns down merch, well, maybe it's over there at Merch Madness, because 15% off everything in the merch store, promo code Madness. Mentioned at some point that you were watching TCE. You're watching TCE. You got on over there. Get your freaking merch today, baby, and that's 15% off everything in the merch store, promo code Madness. And we have a SGPN subscriber only March Madness contest. I repeat, a SGPN subscriber only March Madness contest. I know I've gotten a ton of tweets asking if we're doing a contest. There is a SGPN subscriber only March Madness contest. All right, the contest is free to enter. That's free. I repeat, it is free. And it's open to all subscribers on the SGPN show. For every SGPN show you've subscribed to, you'll get a bonus credit to use in the contest. So it's a bankroll style contest, winner take all with 1,000 prize or 2,000 if you're subscribed to the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. So get on over there, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. That is the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. And we're brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head-to-head, baby. You can battle anybody. If you like the ACC, come on, let's battle. Get on over there at cut.com and use that promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus today. What do I like on Cut? I like the Boise Broncos tonight. I know we're going to dive into why later, but give me the Bronx here. So if you want to battle, get over there. Colorado Buffs, let's go. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play alongside your favorite all season long. Troy, what do you got cooked up?
We have a big one on Underdog. We're going for a four way because you can't settle. But these are just guys that have already kind of proven themselves in the tournament, and then along with Isaiah Stevens, because I really like the Asemus versus Stevens battle angle. So I'm going higher on both of them. Asemus is at 17.5 and Isaiah Stewart's at 14.5, which is way too low. And then we're going to throw Baylor Shireman and Caleb Love in there at higher than 18.5. Just the guys that have been through it a few times. The one thing you got to remember about the Tommy Lloyd Arizona stink, Caleb Love doesn't have any kind of tight butthole from getting scared and getting upset like Arizona did last year. Caleb Love knows the NCAA tournament, so most important player, probably going to put up a few shots.
I like it. I like it.
10-1. 10-1.
Get his FG.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Days up, and you heard it. Promo code TCESGPN. Higher, lower, stack winners on top of winners like Troy has been all year. Hey. Can't beat it. Underdog Fantasy, promo code TCESGPN, absolute best. All righty. We are back on the Big 12 College Experience. It's Chad G saying. I saw Chad G last night.
He was outside the window when you guys were recording.
Yeah. He's asking if you thought West Virginia was going to lose and they were small faves, would you bet the opposite side and take into account being in Vegas? I never think West Virginia's going to lose, so I don't know.
I usually bet on the ones that I think are
going to win. Chad's a Colorado fan, so he's nervous about his Buffs tonight.
That's what he's asking.
Where are we going with this?
We were going to go over the Colorado and Arizona games later just for something extra, but Colorado's got a good chance to beat Boise. I know a lot of people are high on Boise, but I think I would roll with the faves.
So if I was in Chad G's position, I wouldn't bet anything and put that money on alcohol because I'd be so nervous I'd want to drink more. That's what I would do if I was in Chad G's position.
Not a bad advice. Not a bad advice. All right, let's get on over to the next game. We got South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits taking on the Cyclones. Storyline here, TJ Altenberger taking on his favorite former team. Henderson, Coach Henderson over there at South Dakota State. He's done a great job. Might be due for another job here. We'll see what happens. He was an assistant for Otzelberger. It's a big number. They are coming off Big 12 title game, but I think the line's telling you they're going to drill them in the end. I think South Dakota State will hang in for a little bit, and then I think you get that 10-0, 12-0 run that just blows this puppy open, and I would say it wins by like 18 or 19. I don't think it's going to be an 18-19 point game from the tip or the first 4 minutes. I think it's around a 7 to 10 point game, about the 15 minute mark, and then they just blow this thing wide open about the under 12 timeout. So give me the Cyclones in that defense. That thing's hard to prepare for. I know South Dakota State can make shots, but I think the physicality of Iowa State will wear them down. I'll lay it.
And the, the disrespect.
Yeah.
Disrespect. The Iowa State disrespect angle outweighs the conference tourney winner angle for me on this one specifically. Like I say, it's a gut handicapper. Iowa State, I think they might drill this team right off the tip. I know South Dakota State's pretty athletic and whatnot, but it's just different. I mean, Iowa State just went through a tourney of some of the best teams you'll see throughout an NCAA tourney, and they looked really, really good. And then you disrespect them right afterwards. I'm laying 16 here.
I think this is going to be a close game in the first half. I don't know what the line is now, but I would actually maybe take South Dakota State. Yeah. In the first half, take the points then. But then I think Iowa State blows it open in the second half. I wrote down 72-55. So what is that?
17. Basically, yep. You have the same script as me. We're thinking alike that you think that they blow it open around that 12 media timeout.
Yeah. Maybe slightly earlier than that, or they blow it open earlier and then they kind of save up for the next game and South Dakota State scores a couple BS baskets at the end sort of thing. So yeah, I think this does make for a good first half game. And I think a lot of these games is, I mean, you'll see it. You see it every year, right? The 16-1 games, 15-2 games, at least half of them are going to be close in the first half. So if you're really kind of looking to play it more conservative, but still a little bit that risky, navigate that fine line, I'd really hit a lot of these first half underdog spreads in those larger seed games. So, but I'm with you. I'm going to lay the points with Iowa State here. Kennedy's going to do the same.
Johnny's saying that it's going to be a 10-point game. Who'd you say Kennedy was taking?
Iowa State.
I think Iowa State's going to get to 75, but if that's the case, then 60 for South Dakota State still kind of does it. It would be right there on that line, but I think you could see, I mean, I really do think you could see 75-59 and everyone pushes.
I think the line's telling, too. Because most of the other two seeds, I guess Tennessee's playing the worst one by far. But I thought this number would be like 13 or 14. And when I saw 16, I was like, whoa, that's a pretty big number. So Iowa State's been covering these big numbers all year, so no reason to get off them now, baby. What you got, Rush?
Yeah, I would rather, if Nathan says here that's the first half is plus 8, I would be more conservative and take, if you like South Dakota State here, but you know, you're a little more worried about the full game, just I would be a little more conservative and go the first half.
Agreed. Yeah. All right. Next up. Oh, I love this game. The Pussy Pack coming in red hot. Fucking DJ Burns fucking eating cheeseburgers left and right, winning the ACC tournament. They're taking on a real team here. Texas Tech is a no bullshit team. Grant McCaslin defensively. They got veterans. They got guys who've played in the tournament. Joe Toussaint, Pop Isaacs. I think they're going to get healthier in the front court too. They're going to need at least one of those big guys to be able to neutralize the big fella, Burns, that kept having the tournament of his life. But I also like, how much left does Burns really have in the tank after they just played 5 games in 5 days and he looks the way he does?
Calories in, calories out.
Yeah, I think they get Williams or Washington back. I know they've been without one or both of them for a while, but I think it's a smash spot. I think Texas Tech is the most underrated team among the Big 12 teams coming in. They just get shit done. And McCaslin has been really good in tournament play, won the NIT with North Texas last year. He won a game as well over Purdue. I love Tech here. How about you guys?
I think you can model what Tech's going to do with McCaslin here over the next couple of years, kind of like Scott Drew's first few NCAA tournament appearances. You might see like a round of 32 loss. You might see them lose as a favorite in the Sweet 16 or something like that. But I don't think you're going to see as many. I mean, this wouldn't even, I guess at 5 points, it's still kind of an upset, but the problem with NC State is they played all those games in Capital One, and now they got the fucking Wizards stink all over them. Oh, Pussy Pack's going to suck. This is going to look like, damn it, this team shouldn't be here. And I'm laying the points with Tech. I know you can chop around and get 4.5, though.
Oh, yeah. Take that.
I'll keep this easy and simple. NC State already won their Super Bowl, and good for them. 5 games in a row, go to the ACC to make it here. nothing but respect. Fantastic. They're good. They're it's house money now. Lay the points with Texas Tech. Texas Tech, if they play like they did against BYU in the Big 12 tournament, they can beat anyone. That's a Texas Tech team that was like, whoa.
This is a public dog, by the way. Public loves NC State. They fall in love.
Yeah, East Coast bias. East Coast bias. You got more betters. You got more betters just based on population. East Coast bias.
Yeah.
Kennedy's on Texas Tech as well.
Okay. So all four on Texas Tech. Let's go, baby. Quad lock. Don't worry. We're getting this one done. Could Grant McCaslin be the latest first-year head coach in the Big 12 to get to the second weekend? Jerome Tang last year, Kansas State first year, Elite Eight. 2 years before, Otzelberger, first-year head coach in the league. He went to the Sweet 16. What do you think? I think they can get to the second weekend.
For sure. I mean, honestly, they kind of have what I would consider a bit of an easy first-round game here for them, especially, you know, 5 games in 5 days, regardless of what team it is. You kind of want to play those guys. You never know, you know, banged up, nicked up injuries, and they get hit in the same spot on accident. That shit can ruin a whole team when a guy's got to go over to the bench for 5.5 minutes of a tournament game. I could see any of these Big 12 teams making it to the Sweet 16, except for fucking Texas.
Rush, what do you think? You think Tech could make a run here?
I think Tech and Houston are on a collision course.
Yeah,
I really do. I saw that right away. I'm like, oh, they're playing again. So yeah. I think that's something in a set. I mean, segment we can do. I mean, we'll know more, of course, after this weekend, but Big 12 collision courses. Do we see Big 12 teams playing each other? And Houston, Texas Tech is the first one that sticks out to me. BYU, Iowa State is another one that sticks
BYU,
out to
Iowa
me.
BYU, Iowa State,
well.
For sure.
I think so, too. I think we're going to get a regional final. And that game would be in Dallas, which would be in the state of Texas with Houston and Tech. So let's go. Let's go. Guns up, Red Raiders.
Paul Wall will be there.
Let's go. And we're also brought to you by Game Time. You know, Game Time, if you want to get to any of these NCAA tournament games, get on over there. Tickets shouldn't be stressful. Buy tickets. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And you can stop stressing over tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you should have. Flash deals, last-minute tickets, easy way to find and buy. Images of your seats, lowest price guaranteed, event cancellation price. And they send you a picture of where you're going to be sitting so you don't have an obstructive view, baby. Get on over there. Promo code CFBX for $20 off. Terms apply. Again, create an account. Redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download the Game Time app. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And we're brought to you by Manscaped, the good old top of the morning. St. Patty's Day has already passed, but your shamrock shouldn't freaking turn into a bush either still. So get on over there to Manscaped. And quit chasing the rainbows and make your pot of gold. Groom your little leprechaun with the leaders below with the kilt. Say goodbye to your hairy force and get over there to Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 and confidence and shine bright. Embrace the luck of the Irish and join over 10 million worldwide that use Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com. Promo code SGPN for $20 off and free shipping. And they got everything. I mean, it's equipped with dual LED spotlights so you can see exactly what you're doing. Compact. Trimming with the hedges of the Irish garden, 20% off, free shipping with the code SGPN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at code SGPN at manscaped.com. St. Patty's Day, make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped. Mm. All righty, we are back.
Dual LED lights.
Yeah, let's go.
They didn't type them to you in all caps?
No, they did not.
Dang.
Let's go over the finale on Thursday is the Samford Bulldogs Buckyballs taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. This has become a popular pick because, well, it already was popular that McCuller got ruled out. A little surprised that he's not going to go, but at the same time, I guess his knee is really bad. He hasn't practiced. Dude, I'm taking Kansas, man. Everybody's fucking counting Kansas out. Give me the one game bump. Bill Self schemes it up. I think they're able to break the press. Samford plays at a high variance level. When they stepped up in competition, they got fucking whacked every time. Great story, like Buckyball, but I think he goes to die here. Kansas, I think, opens it up in the second half. I don't think they can press Kansas for 40 minutes. Give me the Jayhawks to roll here.
when I saw Hunter Dickinson was at 20 and a half on his high or lower on underdog, that was telling enough to me because he rarely gets listed over that 16 and a half mark. Kansas might roll this game. This is way too public for people to be on Samford. I don't want to do it, but I'm laying the points with Kansas for sure. Not too much conviction. I wouldn't make this, you know, a heavy, heavy, heavy bet, but I think Kansas wins this game by about 10 points, 12 points.
Rush.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the guy. Samford, baby. I know what you're saying, Ryan, and I agree with your guys' points. The McCuller being out, we talked about it on the Ryan and Rush show, Ryan, is that move right there, even if he's kind of okay to go, Bill Self knows that this isn't a Final Four Kansas team. And he may not even think it's a Kansas Sweet 16 team. But, you know, that's it's better for a Kansas guy to get to the NBA, do well, you know, from the long-term perspective, that looks better than trying to grind a guy out and do that sort of thing. This Kansas team is, we've been saying it all year. When are they going to flip the script? When are they going to, you know, turn on the switch? When are they going to get going? And maybe this is just what they are. Maybe they don't care. Maybe Hunter Dickinson's like, I got my $2 million. I'm going to get cashed out more. I'll get a chance at the NBA. Maybe they're done. And I'm kind of starting to think that. I know it's public, then that's what makes me nervous, but I kind of think they're done. I'm going Samford.
Money line.
Wait for the dog segment. But well, consideration, because I am picking, you know. Kennedy's on Kansas, so I'm the one. Oh, great.
Samford
they got
Island.
They got too much pride with Harrison and Adams.
I hope they do.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they've had a week to prepare for this game. I think we'll get a one game bump and then I'm going to fade the fuck out of them because they do. They aren't very good. They aren't very good. So all right.
No, that's perfect. I was just going to say it's the perfect like a. Kansas actually wins this game against Samford and all the public dog people are like, oh, I can't believe I bet against Kansas. And then everyone gets on Kansas and the real better team is Gonzaga and Gonzaga kicks the living fuck out of them.
I agree.
And then it plays into Gonzaga going like, oh, Mark Few can win tournament games against good teams. Not really. Kansas isn't that good. It's all fool's gold.
So here's the strategy I see here. And with Kansas or any big name team, we'll say, is there's going to be teams that lose. Obviously, we've seen it in the last few years with NIL. There's more parity. Money's getting spread around more. The talent's getting spread around. Maybe teams don't care as much as they once did because they've already made money. They don't have to work as hard towards future contracts, etc. So I think what the strategy here is, which big name teams, which 1 through 4 seeds do you see have the greatest chance of being upset? And maybe you have them upset in the first game, but, you know, maybe it's actually the round of 32 they get upset. In the grand scheme of things, in your bracket pools, that's not going to kill you. You're not going to get killed 10 points there. It's the ones that when the second weekend comes around, that's when the cream comes to the top and the good teams kind of kick it in and kick it into high gear. However, we did see last year San Diego State and FAU make it to the Final Four. So now we're kind of seeing, and then St. Peter's 2 years before. So now we're kind of seeing the first round in the second weekend kind of still upsets are more capable. But it's I think a lot of people take this too literally in the sense like, oh, I got to get this, you know, big upset right in the first round or right here. It's more of sometimes you just got to figure out where to cut your losses. Like, I'm not going to have Kansas be on the round of 32. And I feel like that's what you guys are saying here.
Yeah.
So my thing is we'll get to the dog segment. I might be cutting them off in the round of 64, but we all agree that you don't have them going to the Sweet 16. Know when to cut a team, like know where the line is to cut them off.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. For pool wise, like if you think that the team that you're thinking about picking an upset in the first round is going to lose in the second round. You're only going to lose a few points in your pool if you're
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And it's worth the shot on a couple of if you have conviction on some underdogs, but the problem with Samford is just too many other people have conviction for me to
sure
feel that way.
Let's see if we have conviction on this one. Baylor's playing 13.5 against Colgate. I feel like Colgate gets away from them every year. They hang around, and then boom, the staples just run out of gas. Last year, they were kind of in the game against Texas, and then next thing you know, you blinked, and it was a 20-point game. Also, this Colgate team is not as good as they've been over the last couple of years. It's definitely the most vulnerable team. They lost on senior day at home. That was alarming. They barely covered a couple games in league conference play where they usually roll. I know they just had a nice championship game, but I think I want to fade them here. I think Baylor rolls. I'll lay with the Bears.
Yeah, I just think that two teams jacking up threes really plays into Baylor's favor. And obviously they're more athletic than Colgate. Misi should be able to eat rebounds alive on both sides of the floor, which is just going to encourage Baylor to jack up more threes, which you don't want them to do because they're really good from behind the arc. This would be one that I would think about alt lining to 17.5 or something like that. But yes, laying the 13.5.
No one's really talking about this game. No one's really talking about Baylor, which is a good thing, right, Troy? That's what we want. I'm with you guys. I think it could be one of those where you just look up and it's like exactly what you said, Ryan, like Colgate's up by 4 points with, you know, at the start of the second half or even a couple minutes left in the first half. And then you look down and you look back up and you're like, how is Baylor up 25? Like, where did that?
Yeah. You'll see it on the little score bug in the corner of the screen and it'll be like, whoa, 66-48. Holy crap. Where did that go?
Last year they beat Barber by 18. But that was actually a tight game and then they blew it open. I kind of feel like this is our Iowa State, South Dakota State game. The dog hangs around and then the Big 12 team that's just a lot better, more size, more athletes, more playmakers is pulled away between that under 12 and under 4. So is that the script you got, Rush?
That is the script I have. I could actually see them making a move quicker. I could see Baylor making a move at the end of the first half where I think Iowa State's move is going to be in the second half. I think Baylor makes their move earlier than Iowa State, but same idea, same principle. Kennedy's on Baylor as well.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think the move comes from when there's three or four possessions in a row that Misi gets an offensive rebound and a putback, and it goes from, you know, a 4-point game to a 10-point game just like that.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You want to lock?
I mean, it's the biggest spread, baby.
Longwood is fucking poor Longwood, man. They fucking great year. Good luck. Good luck. This is a tough matchup because you're getting them off the most embarrassing loss of the year. I think they're going to fucking kill them. I think this is one where you look up and fucking Houston's up fucking 25 at halftime. And it's going to be like 35-10 or some shit, or 40-15. They just guard the fucking shit out of you. Longwood's turning it over. Longwood turnover prone as well. They played better down the stretch, but they also had a magical run. And these Big South teams have not been good as dogs in the tournament. Asheville got fucking whacked last year. Longwood, they had a better team 2 years ago. They got fucking killed by Tennessee. This is a lay. This is a lay. This is a 30-plus point beatdown. Houston, lay it.
Yeah, this is you see the 24 and you're thinking like, God damn, that's a huge spread, even though it's a 116 game. But don't be fooled by the recent 16 seeds that have had some success. Longwood's going to have a tough time scoring 29 points. So if the spread's 24 and they really are going to be in threat of like definitely not scoring 40. I could see them finishing the game with 35 or 34 total points. Lay it with Houston. This could be a big prove it moment for Kelvin Sampson's guys.
You brought up a couple funny words to start there. Good thing Manscapes our sponsor. You said if you want to lock Longwood, take your Viagra, right? You know.
Yep.
But I'm not locking Longwood. I'm not taking the Viagra. Houston minus 24. I think this game could be more than a 20-30 point game. I think this could be one of those like you look up, it's like 72-38. Yeah. And that's because Longwood scored 8 points off of because Houston just put their bench in with 10 minutes left in the game. Like, I don't see how Longwood scores on Houston. I watched, unfortunately, High Point go down. The wife's alma mater. Also, happy 30th to the wife today. Got a good dinner ahead.
Yeah, happy Rachel.
Yeah, finally old Rachel.
So that's why I'm not in Vegas, guys. But I told her next year's 31. No one cares about 31. So see you in Vegas next year, boys. But no, anyway, it's all good. So obviously she went to High Point. I watched this Longwood High Point game. High Point should have won. Just kind of blew it at the end. Longwood kind of similar to NC State. Just, you know, they just got lucky. They got things at the right time. They're not a great team. Good for them for figuring it out. I guess the advantage they get over NC State is they get the extended rest, but you're not beating Houston off of a 30-point win. But if between the four of us, if I were to say someone was going to lock Longwood because he takes his Viagra, who do you think it's going to be?
Kennedy.
Oh, Mr. Kennedy. He's ready to holler. He will always take Longwood.
He took the point?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh my God, you fucking dirty dog.
He's going nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe there's a world where Houston like really struggles to make shots.
Yeah, it doesn't score.
I guess that could happen, but I also think them and Iowa State get a bad rap for that. You look at their advanced numbers, Houston and Iowa State, offensively, they're better than they have been over the last couple of years. I mean, Houston goes on these fucking 12-0, 13-0 run spurts because they force you into turnovers. And when you don't see that kind of defense like Iowa State and Houston play, where they trap you, they rotate, make you play 4-on-3 on the backside, but if you can get it there, it's hard to prepare for when you don't see it night in and night out. They're the only two teams in America that play like that. It's kind of like the Press Virginia days. That's why Press Virginia was always good in the NCAA tournament, because it was a bitch to prepare for. And Syracuse the same way with their little funky fucking zone. So style makes fight. Let's go Cougs. Real quick before we head into the last game, we're brought to you by Champs. Champs is a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first. So get over there and get over there fast. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/champs. That's SportsGamblingPodcast.com/champs. And we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting analytics platform for parlays, props, and game lines. Research all NBA and soccer with historical data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft a more intelligent, data-driven parlay. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Final game on the slate. This one is a great game. I love Utah State. I think what Danny Sprinkle did in his first year was phenomenal. Winning the Mountain West outright, I thought they got fucking screwed on this seed, man. I think they should be like a 5 or 6 seed. But with that said, I hate this matchup for them because TCU's got bigs that they can throw at the big fella, Great Osabar. And TCU's another team, man. When you don't see them and then you see that physicality, that speed, just ask Gonzaga last year. They took Gonzaga all the way to the fucking end. Go ask Arizona 2 years ago. They took them all the way to the end. They should have won that game. They beat the hell out of Seton Hall. They played horrible and still were able to beat Arizona State. This is Jamie Dixon. Been here, done that. I'm laying it with TCU. I think they're going to roll. I think Utah State and Nevada benefit more from their home court in league play, and they've overachieved in the Mountain West compared to the other teams like Colorado State and New Mexico that were better but just wore down at those home court and then the physicality of the league. So that's why I like New Mexico and Colorado State to advance, because they're out of Mountain West, but I think Utah State benefits because of their home court in Mountain West. Troy, what do you think?
That was what I was going to bring up, is probably one of the best student sections in all of college basketball is Utah State. And their home court is hostile as fuck, but this isn't there. And TCU is kind of a weird team. You get a little bit of time to prep for them because you see the seating and whatnot. But I just don't think Utah State has enough gas in the tank to keep this within four as we come down the stretch and you start fouling and jacking shots up. I'm pretty convinced to lay the four here with TCU. Would say it's a pretty strong bet.
Me too.
Yeah, boys, I feel good about the TCU here. I feel bad for Utah State. Terrible matchup there. You said it right, Ryan. Thing about Utah State, though, they have a bright future ahead. I'm curious where they're going to be athletically like 20 years from now. Well, who knows what the college landscape is going to be 20 years from now. But, you know, how I mean it. Because this Utah State, kind of what they're doing and stuff reminds me of BYU 20, 30 years ago. Like, obviously, they don't have the tradition and stuff like BYU or the University of Utah have. But they're building something in Logan, man. It's absolutely. It's like, good for them. They have done a lot. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, you get some of these, you know, people that don't necessarily want to go to BYU, but they don't want to go to University of Utah either. And it kind of has become that in between for both schools that a lot of people kind of still get the Utah culture, but it's not extreme one way or another. And they're kind of really making their own culture there. So, hey, good for Utah State and all that they've done. I think we all wish them success in their future and do well in the Mountain West, and maybe they can keep building and building. But I got TCU in this game -4 as well. And but Kennedy's going Utah State.
Let's go Utah State. All right, so us three are on TCU. All right, rapid fire. We won't dive into the matchups as much because they are not official members of the Big 12. But we do have two newcomers. I know we keep saying newcomers, newest members to the addition of these four. Colorado laying 3.5 against Boise. I like Boise in the experience. I think the Mountain West has been underrated, and I think Boise's going to get it done here. I just think the Mountain West has been disrespected. Give me Boise.
I mean, I'm going to lay it with Colorado myself. I think they're a little more prepared for a tournament style, and they might have eyes on winning more than one game. But, well, I guess Boise State probably has eyes on winning more than one game, but I think that kind of hurts them here against Colorado, where Colorado is just looking to get this, and this is probably their Super Bowl. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Colorado.
I agree with you, Ryan. Mountain West has been great. I think they continue to go. I think this is the sweet spot, though. I think Boise State covers, and Colorado wins by 2. Mm.
All righty. So you're on you're taking the points. Rush is taking the points. Colorado.
Kennedy's on CU as well.
Okay. Last game, Arizona, Long Beach. Arizona's laying 20.5. I'm going to take the points actually, because I think the teams that lose get upset last year. They come out tighter the next year. I think that they win, but I think Long Beach with Dan Munson. Coaching for freeze, like you said. I think they're going to hang in here. So give me the Beach to keep it close.
I think you're right on the 20.5. If it was 19.5, I think this might end up being exactly 20. Everybody else coming out, you know, clenched up a little tight, but I don't think you'll see Caleb Love that tight, like I mentioned earlier. But that doesn't necessarily always mean a good thing if he's jacking up a bunch of shots and they're not going in. But I would assume that he's going to get his shots up, and I trust him to make them, just probably more so in the second half. I think the smart play would be take the points in the first half with Long Beach and maybe stay away. The 20.5 seems really, really sharp.
Same symbol as Lake Braddock, boys. Give me Lake Braddock by the hook. I think that half a point's the big difference. I agree with you, Troy. Kennedy's on Long Beach as well, and shout out to their coach. And man, he got jobbed, and then he literally is like, screw you guys, I'm gonna win.
He's retiring like completely from coaching. He already said that.
Fired him.
Yeah, I know that like, but like, is he not gonna coach anymore? Is he gonna get a sweet job after this?
I think he's moving on. Yeah, he's gonna get something. I'm sure he will. He's been a really good coach. So
man, 19 points and covering the first round spread against Arizona, he could lock up a job that's paying him 3 times more than what he was getting.
Yeah, no doubt.
That would be hilarious.
No doubt.
Get fired and then get a three-way promotion.
It's like when the wife divorces the husband but forgets she makes more than the husband, yeah. So she has to pay the husband alimony.
Yeah. Just it's an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke that they fucking got rid of Munson. So all right, lock a dog. I will lock up the Red Raiders, guns up for me.
I'm with you, Ryan. Locking up Texas Tech as well. Guns up.
I think I'm going to lock Houston at 24.
Okay. For my dog. Give me the Ram it tonight. Ram
it, baby.
Or sorry, tomorrow. They ride the momentum. They upset. Goodbye, Texas, horns down. Give me the Rams on the money line tomorrow. It's 2.5-point dog. So what's the money line? Plus 120, plus 125? Let's go. Give me Colorado State.
Yeah, I'm all over the Rams as well.
Give me Samford.
Ooh. Here he goes. He likes the Samford Bulldogs.
Damn. Kim Jong-un's back in the chat.
What Big 12 parlay do we want to do? Texas Tech, TCU, and Baylor?
BYU?
Rush took Duquesne. We agreed on Iowa State, Texas Tech, Baylor, Houston, and TCU.
Let's do it.
Want to do those five? We'll do the five that we agreed on. All right.
Take
so
money lines.
Recap. Iowa State, we're laying the points. Texas Tech, we're laying the point. Baylor, we're laying the points. TCU, we're laying the points. And Houston, we're laying the points. Before we get out of here,
five-way, so also money line. Probably leave out Houston and just do the four-way money line as well.
Yeah.
Just cover your ass. Cover your ass. Diversify your bonds.
National champion and Final Four prediction. I got in the top region, top left, I think that's the East, Iowa State. The bottom left, I got the Arizona Wildcats out of the West. I got the Houston Cougars out of the South. And in the Midwest, the bottom right region, I got the Tennessee Volunteers. And I got the Arizona Wildcats, the newest member of the Big 12, beating the Houston Cougars in the national championship. And Phoenix, home team. Let's go, Wildcats.
Nathan is really going to like this one. My Final Four is Marquette against Tennessee. And then UConn playing New Mexico. 11 seed to the Final Four, baby.
Let's go.
I am going Houston, Tennessee, Auburn, Baylor. The SEC Big 12 Challenge returns, and Houston knocks off Auburn. Ryan, you're early with Arizona. You got to wait till next year when they're in the Big 12, man. Let's get some money out of this. Come on.
They're gonna win one last one for the Pac 12, and then they're gonna bring the brand over to us. So
there you go.
All right, guys, good show. Hope everybody gets down some action. Enjoy the madness. It's the best time of year. For coming out to Vegas, safe travels. We will be back Monday to recap the whole weekend. And yeah, make sure you follow the College Experience. We're back here picking all the games again tonight. Giving out futures left and right. So subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. Subscribe to the College Basketball Series. Subscribe to the Big Fucking 12, the best league in the damn land. I am Moneyline Mac. He is Rambling Rush. He is Troy Tuning. We are the Big 12 College Experience, and we are at it.